Unit 7.
Greenwich Mean Time.
The time may be 10 a.m. in Beijing and 2 a.m. in New York, but both of these times are based on the same time, Greenwich Mean Time.
This is because in 1884, many nations met to decide how to avoid the confusion caused by almost every town having its own time. When people didn't travel great distances, it was not very important that the time was different wherever they went. However, as soon as there were railways and communication networks, it became necessary to have a system of telling time that would make railway timetables possible. Such a system was devised by Sir Sandford Fleming, 1827 to 1915. Born in Scotland, Fleming moved to Canada in 1845 and became a Canadian railway engineer. He organized a conference in 1884 in which nations from all over the world met. Fleming suggested that there should be 24 meridians, lines of longitude, dividing the world into 24 time zones.
The zero medium would pass through the village of Greenwich, near London. The time at Greenwich would be called Greenwich Mean Time, and at each of the 24 meridian lines, the time would go forwards or backwards by 1 hour.
Standard time officially came into existence in 1884, and since then, GMT has been the center of timekeeping for all nations. Most nations have only one time zone, even though their borders may extend over two or more meridians. However, large nations such as China, the US, and Australia are divided into several time zones.